What up, jabroniacs? This is Dan Black from the Comedians of Wrestling podcast, the podcast where the world of comedy collides head-to-head with the world of professional wrestling. Past guests on the show have been WWE superstar Dolph Ziggler, WWE superstar John Morrison, WWE superstar Damian Sandow, plus hilarious comedians Lucas Brothers, Dante Germain. The list goes on and on and on. You can listen to the podcast every single Thursday. We are part of the UCB Podcast Network, jabronis.
Hello, I'm Madeline Walter.
And I'm Ben Axelrad, and we're both hypochondriacs.
I think I'm sick when I'm not.
And anytime I'm sick, I think I'm a goner for sure.
Welcome to Definitely Dying, the podcast about health concerns, both real and imagined.
Because it's better to laugh about it together than cry about it alone.
I have a runny nose and an ingrown hair, and
my knee hurts.
My armpit kind of rash.
Is that a rash?
And I had Asian food, and that makes me feel kind of sick.
Belly
I might be lactose
intolerant. Like?
I got a thing on the side of my ear.
I haven't cried in 3 years.
Hello, welcome back to Definitely Dying. Guys, we're a week out from Halloween.
Boo. All right, I'm out of here.
This is the episode where we reveal that Ben is a ghost.
That's right. I'm the ghost with the most.
We have a very fun episode that we're very excited about. We're going to start talking about some sort of spooky Halloween stuff and some horror movie stuff. Yeah. But before we dig into that, I want to talk about candy because I've been eating a ton of candy and I don't even think it's because it's about to be Halloween. Like there's always that week before Halloween where like everybody's just got candy. But I feel like maybe it's just in the ether or something, but I've been eating, I ate so much candy on Sunday that I like got that like fuzzy feeling on my teeth. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
And then
yeah.
I got kind of a stomach ache.
Yeah. You overate candy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been eating a lot of sweets too lately. I'm not sure exactly why it is, but, yeah, pretty much dessert every night.
At home, what is your, do you eat dessert at home or what, like?
Yeah.
What's your dessert?
I don't think, there isn't going to be like a standard practice to it. Just basically whatever sweet is around. So like if I was to get like Postmates or something like that, I might have a dessert delivered.
Yeah.
Or like the last few nights, I just have some of those, I don't even know what you call them. The, you know, those like nuts that are, what do you call them? Like those candy coated like pecans or whatever, like that.
Oh, yeah.
Like you'd find them at like cider mills and stuff like that.
Yes,
and like at
yeah.
like farmer's markets.
I know what those are, but I have no idea what they're called.
I don't know what they're called.
Are they the sort of same as what you get in like New York City in a little paper bag, or is it different? Sort of candied nuts? Candied?
I don't know what they're called. I can't, it's not on the tip of my tongue.
But the ones you're eating are pecans?
No, they're mixed nuts.
Oh,
but
like just, glazed with sort of a.
Yeah, like.
Sugar.
Yeah. But yeah, just those are at my house right now.
Yeah.
So I eat them.
Yeah.
Like I'll eat, you know, I'll put a hand, I'll put like a scoop in my hand and take them to the TV. And for some reason, I cannot sit still without doing like another thing. Like I can't just watch television.
Yeah.
I can do like emails while I watch television. I can eat while I watch television. I can like literally actively smoke weed. Like it's not enough to just be to smoke weed and watch TV.
Yeah.
Like I can
you
sit there
be, like,
and do it. But I can't just sit in the seat and relax. I don't think I'm capable of relaxing in life.
I guess that's the whole, I guess, you know, you're the reason fidget spinners are a $1 billion industry.
Yep, that's right.
I mean,
fidget spinners and porno. That's all on me. Actually, the sad thing is that I'm more responsible for the fidget spinner bank than it is for.
I have a little mini. Do you have a fidget spinner? Are you?
No, do you?
Yeah, oh man, I thought I had one with me, but I don't have my purse today. I have a weird old tote bag.
Oh yeah,
I'm really regressing into just like
a good dinosaur.
Yeah, it's a good dinosaur tote bag. I'm really just like leaning hard into my college aesthetic, where
I
just like look like a sloppy bum with a tote bag all the time.
Yeah, I live that that sloppy tote bag life myself.
That tote life. Yeah. But what was I going to say about
candy?
Oh, fidget spinners. I have a mini fidget spinner that's in my purse, and it's so fun to play with.
I've spun it once. I have spun them.
I'm like that with talking on the phone. I have to be doing something else while I'm on the phone. I cannot sit still. I'll doodle a lot, or I'll do my dishes a lot. Because I actually listen way better when I'm doing something else. Like if I'm sitting still, my mind wanders like crazy.
Yeah. Me too.
Which is why I love that Christmas cane, which is not here anymore, is it? It's in a hidden corner of the room. My Christmas cane is gone. I've been eating a ton of sweets lately too, and I cannot quite. I guess it is maybe that seasonal thing of like I guess it's not even really getting colder. It's kind of still hot.
No,
but
it's brutal.
Yeah, it's but this is always the time of year where I start to eat more sweets.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about you. I've found myself more exhausted lately than usual, and I think that those probably go hand in hand.
Yeah.
That eat sugar to sort of stay away. I mean, I know I eat it more at night because you know my body desires to go to sleep, my brain desires to stay awake.
Yeah,
and so I pound that sugar.
Yeah.
I'm not usually somebody who is susceptible to the Halloween thing, the idea that all of a sudden Halloween, it's like I don't find myself craving a bunch of snack size Snicker bars and stuff, but the just wanting to stay awake is enough to I don't even know what I've been eating that's sugar, but I know I eat dessert every single pretty much every single night in some way or another. What's your go to candy?
Oh, that's a great question. Well, I love I have my favorite candies, which are not actually my go-tos, because they're not my favorite candies are those little raspberries, those gummy raspberries, that hard tiny little balls around the sides of them. You know, they're gummy on the inside and almost it's almost a sprinkles on the outside.
I don't think I know this candy.
They're I don't know if they have a name, but they're I think Haribo makes them, you know, and they look raspberries and blackberries, you know?
Right, yes, I know
and
that.
And I feel like people are either super on board or super not on board because of the sort of textural dissonance of them.
Yeah, they have a look that has prevented me from ever trying.
Yeah, they don't look like you should eat them. Mm-mm. They look like they're made of plastic.
But you love them.
Yeah, I love them because they kind of it sort of feels like you're eating something you're not supposed to eat, which I like.
So I think it's a race now. Who can name the thing that I eat that's sugar before the thing that Madeline eats that's sugar that neither one of us can name? We don't know what we're eating. That's probably not a good sign that we're just popping things indiscriminately into our mouth.
No.
But they're tasty.
What's your go-to candy? Other than those nuts we can't name.
Candy-wise, I would say I like the I like a bag of something in the M&M family, meaning small candies in a large quantity in a bag.
Yes.
So it's either going to be I always in terms of my go-to candy, I would say it's probably wild berry Skittles.
Oh.
But I tend to to pair that with whatever the new M&M thing came out with that I haven't tried yet before. So most recently it was the M&M caramels with a little yeah, so I was going to say a little savory, a little sweet, but no, it's just
it's a little sweet and a lot of sweet. Chocolate and a little
and that's what it is.
Whatever, a little just sugar.
Just I guess sort of fruit and chocolate combination
that
a pairing. Yeah, it's not two things that go together, but in my mind that's what you do. You get why would I double up on chocolate? No, you get me that one chocolate, you get me that one fruit and I pair them together. I guess I'll go with wild berry Skittles.
Yeah,
just because I know them by name. What's your you don't love chocolate that much. You're not crazy about chocolate.
No, I don't mind. I like it in small quantities. I like it. I don't mind it coating something else. I love a Butterfinger.
Oh, that's your go-to chocolate candy.
Yes. Ooh, I love a Butterfinger.
Yeah.
Crispy, crunchy. Peanut buttery.
Have you had a Clark bar? No. I only know the Clark, but it was my grandma's favorite candy.
Like, yeah, it sounds
and
like
so
a grandma candy.
Every time I see, there's this one grocery store that I go to has the Clark bar in like the aisles by the cashier, and so I'll get it every time. Like I actually like make eye contact with it.
Yeah.
But it's basically and I don't know that it predates Butterfinger, but I think it does. It's basically the same as Butterfinger.
Really.
But Butterfinger sort of tastes a little bit more like candy in like the big candy manufacturer
age,
wherein like Clark sort of is it tastes a little bit more like I think of it kind of as the equivalent to sugar soda versus high fructose corn syrup sugar. Like Clark is just like is a Butterfinger bar that tastes a little bit slightly more organic.
It's like the glass bottle Coke.
Exactly. Yes. It's the glass bottle Coke of candy bars. And I don't think it's necessarily better than the Butterfinger, but it does taste a little bit less like, I don't know. I just think of Butterfinger as being like,
it's like very, it tastes like it was made in a lab.
Yeah. And Clark just tastes slightly less like it was made in a lab.
Does it still have that crunchy kind
of? Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's essentially the same candy
bar. I'm a texture girl, so that I bet I would like that.
I know that about you.
I'm going to get a Clark bar. I love something.
Next time I'm at this grocery store, which is down the road from my house, and I haven't really seen them other places, I'll grab one. We'll do a taste test episode.
I would love to do that.
Yeah, that'd be great. We should have done it for this one. For this candy themed episode.
You guys.
All right.
We're sorry.
Zig, push pause. I'm going to run to this grocery store real quick.
Should we start the podcast?
I can't think of anything else that'd be better to do.
Let's do it. Guys, we have a great guest today. I am so excited. You've seen her all over the place. She's a wonderful actress. She was on the first season of The Exorcist on Fox. You can see her on this upcoming season of Love on Netflix. You can see her in about a million other things. And you can hear her right now with us. Hello, Hannah Kasulka.
Hey.
Welcome, Hannah.
Wow. That was a nice introduction.
Yeah. I always think you can really like learn a lot about a person by how they go about listening to their introduction, and you did it with a great deal of humility. It was very nice. I could tell that you appreciated the nice tone in which Madeline was introducing you, and were also terribly uncomfortable by it.
Yeah.
And I think that's the perfect combination.
Yes.
Gracious and very afraid.
Thank you. Yeah. The whole time I was sitting silently like, oh, I want to interject. I want to be like, no, stop.
Yeah.
You don't have to say that.
I can't look anybody in the eyes. No. Nobody can see me, but I'm like, I have a weird blank stare towards the wall because it's so uncomfortable to like talk about your friend like they're a stranger.
Yeah, yeah.
They're it's
like
so
just
weird.
A human resume.
Very strange. We should start introducing people with like just a couple fun facts.
Yeah, yeah.
Who cares what anybody's done?
Yeah.
That's true.
What would your fun facts be?
Oh, God. I've never had braces.
Oh, nice.
Anybody can tell from looking at my teeth.
No.
That's not a fun fact. That's an obvious truth.
Fun fact, Hannah wishes she had braces.
I wish I had braces. And I have a dog. I have a French bulldog.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of Layla, Hannah's French dog is in attendance. This is the first time we've had a dog in the studio. She actually just came out to say hello. If you hear any random grunts throughout the episode, that's Madeline. Just kidding, Madeline. Madeline braved much LA traffic to be here today. So round of applause for Madeline.
Yes, for, big round
for,
of
make, for making it through.
I'm in that,
really, from
yeah.
like one end of Los Angeles to like central Los Angeles, which is nearly impossible. It's like it would be the equivalent to making it through like all the levels of Zelda in one day.
It took an hour and a half.
And
so if I, yeah.
You wouldn't guess it. You wouldn't guess it.
Well,
I mean, you went from Madeline's from Madeline's wonderful disposition.
Yeah. Well, I feel horrible.
Yeah.
And I was listening to a podcast that I mentioned on this podcast a couple times. That's a podcast I've recently gotten into and I love, called Still Processing, which is these like two black culture writers from the New York Times just like talking about like pop culture and news. And it made me so mad because I was listening to back episodes and I listened to like the one that they just did about Harvey Weinstein, and that made me so mad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for all the reasons you wouldn't think, but also the double reasons. Like, they made this excellent point of, like, Harvey Weinstein, this seems like such a big deal, and it is, mm-hmm. but also Harvey Weinstein is no longer at the top of his game. Like, right. you know, like to tumble him when he was like a true titan of the industry would right. have been significant. And it's significant now, but so much less significant because nobody even gives a shit about him anymore. No. His company's mm-hmm. losing money. Yeah. They're just like, they fired him because they're just trying to like stay afloat. Mm-hmm. And they brought up the point of like, who are today's Harvey Weinsteins? And right. like, can we stop this now? And it made me, I was like, what a good point. Yeah. Made me so mad.
Yeah.
So if I sound like I'm in a mood, it's because I am.
You're defending your, yeah. your sisters.
Ugh, it made me so fucking guys, mad.
Yeah. We got to listen. We got to believe. That's the big takeaway.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is that for years and years and years, people were like, oh, come on. He's just Harvey being Harvey. Well, apparently Harvey being Harvey is a felony.
Yes.
So let's stop. Let's stop
like,
felonious
let's stop
assault.
Saying, yeah. like, it's just. Anybody being anybody yes. if what you're doing is
yeah.
is aggressive yeah. assault and like yeah. continuing to like wield mm-hmm. your power yeah. in a way that it like
let's not give in to power.
No one jerk off into a plant. Yeah. I'm fine. Right? Yeah. I'm fine with anybody doing anything that
yes.
they want.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Any kind of let it go, like yeah. Yeah. do whatever you want, whatever makes you happy. But I feel like we should all draw the line at
yeah. nobody
not,
should be jerking,
yeah.
off
yeah.
Into
yeah. jerking off in a plant.
Just don't.
If you're jerking off into a plant, yeah. it's yeah. a good long look yeah. in the mirror.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not.
Let's not cut it off at like if it's your plant or in the
no.
You know
no.
the comfort of your bedroom. No, just no. leave the plant alone.
Yes.
Should we ask Hannah our
let's
opening,
kick it off.
Opening cue?
Okay.
So we like to start with the same question for all our guests. Mm-hmm. On a scale of 1 to 10, mm-hmm. how much do you think about death?
And one's the least.
Yeah, one's like almost okay. never. Okay. Basically
yeah, it's
never.
It's like typical like quantity, like one's yeah. a little less than 10.
Okay. I didn't know
it's
like one. Well, now I wish I were dead.
The number steadily increased since we asked yeah. the question.
Yeah. God. I mean, lately I feel like it has to have gone up just because of like North Korea. I mean, I literally.
Yes.
I'm not a conspiracy theory type person, but I'm like, I've researched like if a nuclear bomb hit, where should I go?
Yeah.
What do I do?
And what's the answer?
Yeah, what's
well,
the answer?
I read an article, so you know it's true.
Yeah, it's got to be true.
And they're like, the higher the building is, uh-huh. their basement is like basically the safest. Mm-hmm. So I was like...
So the basement of the tallest building.
Yes.
Okay.
So I was like, and if you can get to a tall building like within 5 minutes of the bomb going off, you should do that. But if not, you should just like stay where you're at or go in your basement. You know, if you have one.
Right.
My basement is like a hole under yeah. our apartment complex where
yes.
the raccoons live.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. So I thought about that. I thought through,
yes.
should we go
yeah.
to that like
yes.
raccoon dirt hole or should we just... close our windows.
There's
so much it's so much only where raccoons live that I can hear raccoons scratching under my floor. It
no.
sounds like ghosts.
Oh my
like,
God.
Like, honestly, there's probably just like 4 inches of wood separating me from scratching raccoons. It sounds like...
Your raccoons sound like a terrorist sleeper cell.
Yeah, yeah.
Like they might be responsible for the bomb.
Basically, if Maybe. The bomb goes off, the only thing that's going to survive in L.A. is... like the awful people who live in horrible high rises and raccoons.
Yes, all of like Century City and raccoons.
Yes, and raccoons. The east side is purely raccoons.
Yeah. They're gonna have to mate and start over.
It's gonna be like a really. You're gonna see a lot more raccoons popping up in
yes,
a lot of TV
yes,
and movies.
Yes, yes.
Every show will be Entourage, and the half of the cast will be raccoons, based on the demographics of who will survive.
Yes.
The new turtle is a raccoon.
Yes. But I guess based off that, and I'm like scared of earthquakes, I'm
yeah.
like, I don't know, maybe a 7?
Do you have an earthquake kit?
I don't, but I almost bought one on Amazon, because mm-hmm. you can get like a pre-packaged one.
Oh.
And I was like, I should get one, and I should keep one, and then I
yeah.
should put one in my car. And then I was reading it, and I was like, this food is nasty.
Yeah, I know, right? I know. Like the rations
ew.
Or whatever. Yeah,
yeah
like it's
like,
garbage.
This
yeah.
is nasty.
Yeah, I'd rather be. It is like it is a kit full of things that make you wish you would die.
Yeah, I was like, I'd rather be dead.
Yeah.
Like, I'd
what
rather.
Is the food?
It's just like powdered
yeah.
meal. Like, I
you
don't
add
know.
Water
like, yeah.
and it like turns into like. And I think they try to call it like Salisbury steak or something like that.
Yes.
But and so it's and they're all like foods that like were popular in the
1950s. Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like peas and carrots,
but
it's powder.
Powder. Yeah.
And so I was like, "Oh, I don't know. I'll just like make my own I've got a backpack. I'll just put like some peanut butter.
What would go in your
peanut butter and like power bars.
Oh yeah.
I don't know.
It's yeah.
Like, but I haven't done that.
And
yet.
I guess water is the big thing. I know. I have been meaning forever, but it's like especially recently to just go get like a few gallons of water and some peanut butter and I don't know. What else do you need? Like a bucket to shit in?
I guess
I feel like you need a bucket.
Yeah, that's true. Dang. Yeah.
I feel like a lot of earthquake kits come in a bucket to shit in.
Yeah.
Did the Amazon one come in a
bucket? Well, you could either get it in a backpack or a bucket.
Oh, well, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the bucket. Yeah.
Shit in a backpack.
Yeah. It either comes in a bucket to shit in or a backpack to shit in.
I'd get like a bucket of like Kentucky Fried Chicken. So then I'd like eat the chicken and then have the bucket. Like it feels like that would be how I beat the terrorists. I don't know. Am I winning?
Yes.
So seven. Okay. So seven. So that feels pretty high to you.
It feels pretty high. Yeah. Because I'm not really an anxious person. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm pretty. Maybe it's just getting older and the like. Is she crying?
No. She's,
oh, okay.
She just doesn't want you to think about death so much.
Yeah. She's sad. Yeah. Just everything that's happening right now feels like I'm like, oh, we could get hit with by a bomb tomorrow. Yeah. We could be toast.
We actually could. Yeah.
Or the big one's gonna hit.
Yeah.
All these things could happen, and I'm just like, nothing matters.
Yeah,
we're all dead soon.
Yeah, I know.
Which would be the worst? Like, which one? I mean, they're all terrible, and we died. And in retrospect, we don't know. But like,
I mean, I guess the worst would be like, I'm like, if a nuclear bomb hit, I want to be incinerated.
Yeah,
I don't want to live.
And have all your skin slip off your body.
God, that'd be terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
I recently, my husband Ben was, we have a lot of Tylenol with codeine in our house because he got his tonsils out.
Yeah.
And I was like, and I just like got a bunch of refills of it because I was like, I don't want to run out. And he recently was like, I'm going to keep that because if North Korea bombs us, I'll drink all of it so I'll die. And I was like, there's so much wrong with that. One bottle of Tylenol with codeine probably won't won't kill you.
No.
And probably, he was like, I'll drink it all and maybe it'll either like be a painkiller. And I was like, it won't probably soothe the pain of your skin falling off your body.
No.
And you probably won't die. So we lose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a lose-lose situation.
Yeah. You're just in pain and suffering. From
He also was like, maybe we should get a gun so I can kill myself before we get, like, if we get bombed and my skin's falling off my body. And my knee-jerk reaction was like, no, but like, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, I have several.
Yeah, my earthquake kit is just a handgun with a single bullet.
Mine's a handgun with a single bullet and a list of two. I got a lot of thinking to do on my last moments on Earth. Yeah, I think seven's pretty high, but it sounds like seven is like, it feels like it's sort of contingent on like there being a lot that's outside of your control. What about on like a day-to-day basis? Like just sort of like, do you think about death when you're like just sort of like strolling down the road, that kind of thing?
I mean, I do. I think about it when I see old people or babies.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm
the
like,
beginning and the end.
Yeah. And that feels really dumb or cliche or something, but I do. I'm like, oh, we're all going to die.
Yeah.
And it's very sad. And it's devastating.
And baby, if you knew it, you would crawl right back into that womb.
Yeah. 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 Or like just anybody doing anything, I'm like, oh, it's so sad. Like people getting married, I'm like, one of them's going to die. I don't know.
You're a 10.
Okay, maybe I'm a 10.
You're thinking about death always.
I think I might be.
The wedding makes you think of death.
Yeah, I'm like, this is sad. One of them's going to die before the other one, and that's devastating.
So you really think that at every wedding? You look at the
person. And you're like, who's going to go first?
One of you's burying the other.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess that does come up, yeah.
And
that's like a best case scenario.
Yes,
I mean, in this day and age, like we're hoping that one of them is going to bury the other.
You know?
I mean, we hope it's going to take a while, but you do want them to survive it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Now I'm up to a 10.
Oh, no.
Have you experienced a lot of death in your life?
No. Which is, I've had all my grandmother's, okay, I'll preface this. My mom had me when she was really young. Mm-hmm. And so I had, like, both of my grandparents and great-grandparents growing up.
Whoa.
I never really, you know, my great-grandparents died, like, recently. Like,
yeah.
Pretty recently.
Wow.
Like, my great-grandmother just passed away, my last, like, great-great.
Yeah.
Passed away last year.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I haven't really had to, like, deal with it,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, so I never really thought about it until, like, as kids, I feel like I had to, like, kind of process it. Yeah, or, like, yeah. Things. I mean, I had pets die and whatever, yeah. But it just never was, like, a thing I thought about.
Yeah.
I was like, oh,
yeah.
I don't know. It didn't, like, occur to me.
Yeah.
And then this year, my grandmother turned 70. And
well, my dad turned 70.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, yeah. Yeah.
And I also read this article that was, like, basically listed, like, how many slices of pizza you're going to have, how much time you're going to have left with your parents at a certain age. Like, by the time you're, like, 25, you've spent 90% of the time with your parents.
Oh, Jesus.
Basically, like, well, once you're 18, the time, like, drops down because you
move
away
and
whatever. Yeah. So you basically have, like, and I, like, cataloged all the times. Like, I only go home probably once a year.
Yeah.
Maybe my mom will come out here so we see each other twice a year.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, yeah, that's, like, 14 days a year for however many years I'm live, or she will
2 weeks.
Yeah. So, that made me kind of panic. And
yeah, that's
kind of be like,
yeah.
Daddy, we gotta have more pizza.
Yeah, so I've had pizza every night. I'm flying home every weekend. I would if I could.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I did. Like, I went out for a couple of things that shot in Atlanta, and I've always been like, ew, no. Yeah. Like, I don't want to go back there. And this, like, after reading that article, I'm like, please give me
you gotta
a job.
Get a job in Atlanta. Yeah.
Just because I feel so like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
I've never seen my family.
Yeah, yeah. It is crazy to think about it that way.
I want to see those numbers. I want to, like, that sounds,
I know,
like,
I got to find that article. Yeah. I just remembered it. It's pretty crazy.
It is true when you think, I mean, yeah, I go home for probably the majority of us go home for about 14 days a year.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So it would take 26 years to be around your family for an entire year.
Yeah.
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 Wow.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 90% makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I used to see those people all the time.
Yeah. Well, and it also kind of makes sense, like,
we lived with
why
them.
So many people are, like, drawn to stay close to home,
yes,
too.
Yeah.
Like, do you have a big family, or are you?
No, I'm an only child.
Okay.
So, it's a little, I've always felt like I gotta get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Are you from
Atlanta? Or are you from?
I'm from Macon, which is like an hour south of Atlanta.
Yeah, yeah.
So pretty small town, but also, like, in the grand scheme of things, it's like a, you know, there it's it has stoplights and we had a movie theater.
Yeah,
and, like,
yeah. I've heard of Macon,
but
yeah.
Pretty small still.
Yeah.
Like, we hung out at Walmart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And would, like, race behind Lowe's.
Like running race?
Cars.
Okay.
Cars, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And when I say we, I mean, I never did that. I was like, guys, we're going to die.
You've been thinking about death your whole life.
Yeah, that's true.
Were you a cautious kid?
Yeah, I was. Yeah. I never drank or did drugs or anything in high school. Like, one time I went to the beach with my best friend, and she was like, just like, I'm going to go on the beach and, like, meet these guys that we'd met earlier that day.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, do not do that.
Yeah.
We are dead.
Yeah.
We're two blonde girls in Destin, Florida.
No.
Or Panama City. Like, we're dead.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're dead.
This is a basic Lifetime movie. We're dead.
Yes.
And she was like, well, I'm going. And I was like, fuck, I can't let her go by herself.
Yeah.
So she propped the door open to the condo with a pillow. Okay.
What?
We snuck out to the beach with these guys. They bought, like, sky blue vodkas, which she drank a lot of, and I was like, I can't because I have to be sober in case, I don't know, I have to fight somebody. I don't know. I would have been powerless.
I have to be sober, so whatever assault is placed upon me,
I am fully
aware of it.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
I'm fully aware of my absolute powerlessness.
Yes. whole time I was just like, oh my gosh, we're dead. We're going to get busted and her dad's going to find out and we're dead. So yeah, I guess I've always been a little.
Yeah. Have you always been a fearful person? not to say that you're like inherently a fearful person, but like, have you always been?
I've always just been maybe practical is the better word. I'm just like, I'll see something and I'll be like, something that people will be like, oh, that's fun. Or like, I'll do this. But I'm like, is it worth it?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I just think it through too much. Like, the fun kind of wears off. Like, I haven't done a ton of drugs because I'm like, I'll die.
I
don't want to risk. I would never do. I've done like, I'm not on a podcast. Yeah. I've done drugs. But, but I didn't even like. I don't know. Like, weed is, like, not. That's fine.
Yeah,
but I mean, like, anything crazy, like a pill or something, I'm like, I could be, that could be anything.
Yeah.
It's not worth it. Or best case scenario, I, like, am high for a little bit and then I'll definitely throw up.
Yeah.
Right.
So I just sort of, like, think. And then in high school, I was like, I don't want to, like, drink. This is stupid.
Yeah.
Behind the Lowe's or at the gas station. Like, this is dumb. Like, our parents are going to find out. And then it's just a whole thing. Like, I was just like, I'll do it later. Like, I was just very much like, I don't know.
Where do you think that came from?
I don't know. Because I feel like my mom is, like, really crazy.
Really?
Like, she's, like, really, like, wild and, like, you know, is, like, fun and just like kind of, and my dad too. Like, my dad was just like, you know, do drugs but in moderation.
Whoa.
And like, yeah, like, if you're gonna have sex, like, just be careful. Like, was very like chill. They both were kind of like, do whatever.
Yeah.
And I was just like, no, I'm gonna take 4 AP classes as electives and graduate a year early from college. And like, I don't know, I was just like, I can't. I don't know where it came from.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was just like the opposite of them or.
Does sound like classic rebellion. Like, we just do what the opposite of what they tell us to do in one way or the other.
Yes.
They did the best. They couldn't have done better by you.
Yeah, I know. Like, what? I feel like I've told this story before, but one time my mom and stepdad came home early from like a trip and there was a bunch of cars in our driveway and they were constantly like thinking I was up to something. Like, I think they were always like a little suspicious, like, she's not like a good, like, she's drinking, she's doing something. And so there was a bunch of cars in the driveway and they came home early and they both were like, busted. She's busted. She's having a party.
Yeah.
And they came in the door and like opened the door and me and my whole AP chemistry class were in the living room with like books open and like fully just studying. And my parents were like, oh, hello, how are you? And they said they ran into their, or like walked quickly into their bedroom and then shut the door and burst out laughing.
That's so funny.
And we're just like, nerd, she's a nerd. Like,
like, you got nerd shamed by your parents.
And I still, like, my mom will make fun of me, like, Hannah's a nerd. She didn't do anything. Like, I'm like, yeah, okay, yeah, well, great.
Cool, yeah.
So what was fun when you were a kid? What was like, Did you have a lot of friends like back home, or were you always sort of did you always sort of have your eyes on the prize? I'm getting out of this town.
I always kind of was like a weirdo by myself. Like, I got invited to like sleepovers, and I would be like in the kitchen talking to their parents.
Yeah, I was the same. I got along so much better with adults when I was a little kid than with other kids.
Yeah, I got in trouble in kindergarten, or no, first grade, which is too old. Because I refused to stand in line. And, like, I guess there's, like, a thing written down from my mom on my report card or something where it was like, Hannah refuses to stand in line because she says the other kids are dumb. And I was like, oh, yeah.
It tracks.
Yeah. I was like, well, they were. We were in, at that point, I was living in, like, Lysella, Georgia. Uh-huh. And all those kids are dumb. And me, myself included.
Just like the other kids are dumb.
Yeah. And I just like, I don't know. I had a cousin who we were a month apart. So we would like hang out. Like, I always did like, he would like climb tree. We would like climb trees and we had a creek in my Nana's backyard and we'd like go in the creek and we lived by the lake. So we'd like ski and swim. And I was always pretty adventurous in like that sense of like, I was always getting like hurt, like fall. I know I could not climb a tree to save my life, but I would try. I would try and fall. Like he would always do stuff, and I'd be like, "Yeah, I'm gonna do that," and then like get hurt immediately. I have a scar on my leg from like driving my cousin's go kart. I like crashed it into a tree, and I like still have a scar on my leg.
I got a go kart crash scar as well. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
How'd you get yours?
I didn't know how to turn. Mm-hmm. I just went straight, and then yeah. It came time to make the little, you know, the arc or whatever. Yeah. And I just like kept going straight through those tires, and then like just the thing stopped when like it, you know, it enough grass was like rooted in yeah. the tire or in the wheel well that like the thing couldn't move any longer, and I had like all the blood vessels in my in the inner part of my leg were popped. It's one of those things that was like more embarrassing than painful. Yeah. So I don't actually remember the pain. I just remember that like everyone, you know, that what I basically remember is that go-karting is not as hard as I got injured. And that was the embarrassing takeaway. Yeah.
Were you at that go-karting birthday or our friend Garrett's birthday?
I wasn't at it.
A friend had a go-karting birthday party maybe like 2 summers ago. And mm-hmm. somebody recently brought it up to me and they were like, I remember everybody was just zooming around and you were going so slow. Just like kind of like puttering. Everybody was like lapping me over and over because I was like, this will not be the way I break my neck.
No.
You're a Sunday go-karter.
Yeah, and then I think that go-kart is what gave me ringworm.
Oh, really?
No,
that's where.
Ew.
That's how you down like a. That's like a whole chapter in your life.
I know.
You ever had ringworm?
No, I don't think so.
You don't want to tell people unless you have a podcast specifically about this.
Yeah,
we keep it to ourselves.
I don't think I have. Yeah. I mean, I feel like growing up in Georgia, like I played in a creek. I'm sure I had it.
Yeah,
I just didn't know.
Yeah, that's probably true. Yeah,
it went untreated for many years.
But you did get injured a lot.
Yeah. I just remember this. I almost died.
Whoa.
As a kid, like. Because I was at this school where all the kids were dumb and I refused to stand in line, and they were playing kick the can. Very stupid. Okay. And
this is Lizette.
This is Lizella, Georgia.
Lizella, yes.
Yeah. So we were playing kick the can, and the can got kicked like kind of far, and I was like, I'll get it. And I run over to get it, and I pick it up, and it was covered in ants. And an ant bit me, and in the center of my hand, like the palm of my hand, and it like swelled up really bad. And I didn't tell anybody. I was mm-hmm. just like, I'm fine. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. I just, like, went to school, and it was, like, getting bigger and bigger. Yeah. Like, I went the whole day like that. Oh. I went home. I remember watching, like, all that or whatever on Nickelodeon, like, with it and, like, hiding my hand. Like, I wouldn't show my nana or my mom. And then they, like, I reached for something, and they saw it, like, that night. Like, it was, like, night, like, almost bedtime.
Oh, my gosh.
And they're like, what happened? And I was like, an ant bit me. And they were like, this looks really bad. We need to go to the hospital. And I was like, I'm fine. I'll be fine. Yeah. I don't need to go. Like, no. So they put me in the car. They take me to the hospital. And the doctors, like, told my mom. At the time, I had no idea. I was just, like, eating ice cream and sitting in the hospital. Like, I didn't know. They were like, we're going to give her this treatment. But if it doesn't work, there's nothing we can do.
What?
Yeah. Because the aunt had some kind of, like, rare infection. But they were like, basically... there's one treatment, but if the body doesn't accept it, then, like, that's it.
What?
Yes.
And how old were you?
I was, like...
a little kid.
Little kid, like, kindergarten.
Yeah, yeah. It just sort of makes sense that, like, at that size, that, like, once it... It wouldn't take much spreading for it to, like, just get you.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I thought ants were the safe ones.
Yeah, no. Yeah, you think,
not
like...
This one.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I thought they were the chaperones of the bug community. You know?
Ants seem so clean. Yeah. Ants seem like just like an ant could bite you.
And
no
you're
big
fine.
Deal.
Yeah. Exactly. But that's what I mean. Like, I picked up a can covered in ants, and the one ant that had this rare random disease bit me. None of the other ones bit me. This one did.
That's nuts.
And yeah, I mean... That's my luck. I was like, well, we got to play it safe.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And that luck could like that. It could fall on either end of the spectrum. Like the special one will always bite you. It could be the one that has the rare infection.
Yeah.
It could be the one that like makes all your dreams come true, but you're going to get the special one every time.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Can we talk a little bit about Halloween now? Because this is our Halloween episode, right? Yeah.
Spooky.
Yeah. And so, I just got chills, man. I just got chills. So, of course, part of the reason that we were excited to have you on for our Halloween episode is, of course, All right, Madeline. Cardiovascular disease runs in my family. You're going to get me. You're going to feel bad when I drop dead on the spot. I can put up with a lot, but that's just going to be too much. It's going to be too much for me. I'm going to drop dead. So you were on Exorcist from mm-hmm. knowing you in real life. Mm-hmm. I know that you're afraid of the Exorcist.
Yes.
And I thought, what better combination than a person who was on The Exorcist, who's afraid of The Exorcist?
Yeah.
Plus, we love you. We love having you here. But that combination felt like it was very appropriate for this day. I know Madeline, from knowing Madeline a little bit outside of the podcast, we've met a couple of times. Madeline is a scream queen of her own.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. We went to I hate haunted houses. I'm so easily startled.
Uh-huh.
We went to Not Scary Farm one time with a group. This was years ago. And I honestly screamed nonstop for like probably like 3 hours.
Yes.
Because they just startle you everywhere.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
That's awful.
It's you walk out of the bathroom and they startle you. They're everywhere.
No.
Just sneak in.
No.
And I remember feeling like one of the takeaways was that like Madeline had a professional scream.
Yeah.
I don't know how one would convey it on a pod without like breaking eardrums.
Mm-hmm. I got a real Foley scream.
Yeah. How's your scream?
I mean, I've been killed in pretty much every job I've ever done, so I've gotten good at it.
Yeah.
How many times have you died on camera?
Honestly, my mom, like there was a certain point where my mom was like, I just can't watch you die again. Can you just, do you live in this one? Like, and then I booked The Exorcist and I was like, I live, but I'm the devil. And she was like, literally when I call my mom to say like I booked it, she goes, oh no. Why did it have to be this?
How did you feel? Like knowing that you're afraid of horror films, how did you feel about the role?
Well, I like just didn't care going into the audition because... No, I mean, the script was really good.
Yes.
Like, I got the initial audition, I was like, ugh, The Exorcist, like, what? This is bad.
Yeah.
And then I read the sides, and I was like, oh, this is actually good.
Yeah.
And, but I still just was like, whatever, it's an audition. I've been on 1,000,000. I've never gotten a pilot. It's never going to happen. Just not going to happen. And then I got it and was sort of like, oh, shit, like, I don't know anything about, I've never seen a scary movie. I've never seen The Exorcist. I've seen, like, two scary movies. I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, I can't pull this off. Like, I know nothing about this genre or how to do this.
Oh, that's so, it's funny that, like, even, like, when you were, like, did you, like, have a callback and a test and you didn't? You didn't think to watch.
Well,
probably good not to.
Yeah.
Well, that was the thing. So I was like, okay, I don't want to do like a copy, even unintentionally, of Linda Blair's performance because, I mean, the movie's just so iconic. I was like, since I haven't seen it, I didn't want to like watch it and then be influenced by it.
Yeah.
And also, I was like, well, I didn't have time. The audition just kind of happened really fast. And then I just did it. Kind of my own way, like, but I went into the test just, they had never seen me do the, like, demon scene before.
Oh.
And so I was like, well, they liked my, like, regular read, but the demon scene is, like, crazy.
It's like, especially, you did demon voice and everything, right?
Well, and, like, there was, like, barking and, like, biting and right, like, the most insane audition that you're, like, also I'm in regular clothes and makeup and... in a well-lit office. It's not conducive for, like, being scary.
No.
And also, I was just like, well, here goes nothing. Yeah. Like, I'm going to just do what I think this is.
Yeah.
And they liked it, which is, I mean, I got it. But it was still, like, after then, I was just like, oh, no, I tricked them. Like, I fully tricked them. They are confused. I'm going to show up on set, and they're going to be like, what is this lady doing here?
Yeah. Maybe that's a good thing. Like maybe if you're too psyched to be in a horror film, you don't play a good character in a horror film.
Maybe.
Like maybe it does sort of rely on a certain amount of like organic fear. Yeah.
Well, there's people that do horror movies that are like, I wouldn't talk to the bad person because I wanted to stay in character. And like the guy who played it said that he like didn't talk to the kids, which I'm like, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
That's stupid. I don't know. It's acting. Like, give me a break.
He wouldn't talk to them so he could scare them better?
Yes. Yes.
I can kind of see how, like, it may be if you have to be scared of someone, you might not talk to them so they can really just be scary and you're not whoa, traffic over here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it seems insane that he would not talk to a bunch of children.
Exactly, yeah.
So he could just
be scary.
Be scary.
Yeah.
No, you go up to those kids and you be scary. Yeah. In real life, you scare the piss out of those little shits.
Or just be cool, man.
Yeah, just be regular.
Just be a person. Yeah.
You be that clown every second of every day from now on.
So was there, and so The Exorcist, there is no specific bad, like the bad guy's just the devil, right?
Yeah, so... there's specific demons.
Yeah.
Like in the movie, it's Pazuzu.
Pazuzu?
Yeah, that's the demon's name.
That's what a silly name.
I know, it's so silly.
That really sounds like a Domino's menu item.
Yeah, yeah, it does. Yeah. Like their new like cookie-based pizza or whatever is the Pazuzu. Yeah.
Like, $5.99, we're throwing two Pazuzus. Pazuzu? Can you believe it?
Just in time for spooky season.
Spooky Halloween.
Well, I'm covered in urine now. Thank you, Madeline. Thank you. So anyway, sorry. Yeah, so.
No, it's very, like, it's dumb. Like, when I was watching it, first I read a lot of spoilers because I was like, I don't want to be scared by this movie, but I want to go because it feels different. Like, it's Cary Fukunaga, and I was like, this feels like kind of a cool movie. Like, I just want to see it. But, like, watching it, I was so... because I had seen behind the curtain, I guess, of, like, what playing a scary character was. I was so, like, bored by him. I was just like, oh, you think you're doing, like, the best job. or you're, like, I could just see the process of him being like, because I knew he didn't talk to the kids.
Yeah.
And I was just like, ew, this guy sucks. Like, you look insane. Like, he did that little, like, jig.
I haven't seen it either.
Neither of us are really excited.
Okay. I still am excited to see it, but you can still talk about it.
I know spoilers, but I was just like.
I'll be, I knew about the jig.
But he does like this jig that fully made me laugh out loud because I was like, I know in the moment, like, because when you're doing these things, or at least for me, every time I was like, oh, I have to be scary or serious or whatever, I felt insane.
Yeah.
And so you just feel so stupid. And so I just imagine him being like, are you sure? Like, is this working? should I go bigger? Or is it good? Is it enough?
Is that scary?
You guys are scared? I don't know. Like, how, I feel dumb.
How do you get scary? Like, how did you...
I mean, the makeup helped. Like, the makeup does such a good job. And that's the other thing about, like, for him, I was like, I guess he changed his voice, but I'm sure a lot of that is like modulation and stuff.
Right.
So it's more of just like the commitment of like not bailing on like, this is so stupid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You just have to like commit to it and be like, well, this is it. This is what I'm doing.
Yeah. How much of your performance on The Exorcist was like, how much of it is just getting into the character of a demon person versus like, you know, special effects in this day and age?
Well, TV, we don't really have a lot of special effects because there's just not time. So a lot of it is just like practical, which I was sort of like, oh shit. Like,
yeah.
I was like, oh no. And then also, I mean, my voice has totally changed. They do that.
Yeah.
So, but the most of the makeup and everything is like practical. They don't really do anything.
Yeah.
And like, you know, the spit was like applesauce.
Did you get scared on set ever, or is it?
No, because I was like the scary one.
Yeah.
So I forgot that I looked like a hideous demon most of the time, and I would just be like sitting across from people at lunch, just like, oh yeah, talking, and they were looking at me like I was disgusting because I like fully couldn't eat because I just had like KY jelly boogers on my face,
covered in applesauce.
Yeah, I was like covered in applesauce and like blood, and they're trying to eat a meal.
So you never like caught your image in a mirror and like startled yourself?
No, not really. I mean. No, I was just like, oh, this is what I look like now.
Yeah,
it did make scary movies less scary? Did it make, well, okay, so you're not into scary stuff.
No, I've never really seen scary movies, or I get really scared by them. Like The Ring terrified me, and I, like, my friends, like, made me watch it.
That's so mean.
Yeah.
Because if you're, like, psychologically impressionable, it's, like, not that you're putting something in there that doesn't go away.
No, I know, and it sticks with me.
Ben, my husband, Ben, hates scary movies, and our first, like, maybe, like, 3 months into dating, I made him go see Hostel 2 with me. And he always brings that up.
Did you know he was scared then?
Or yeah, but he was like, it's fine. Do it, it's fine.
That's
and that's
really
like
sweet.
The most, like, and that's not even the kind of horror movie I like. That was like, you know, like a torture porn.
right.
Yeah, but he was very nice to do
that's
that.
Sweet.
Yeah. Did you like Halloween when you were a kid?
I grew up Christian, and my Nana for like the first like few years was like, we didn't trick or treat. Like we would go to the Harvest Fest at church where you would get candy and there was like events and stuff, but it was not trick-or-treating because she was like, trick-or-treating's the devil. Like, it's like satanic and So
now she knows you're the devil.
Exactly.
That's nuts.
Yeah, I know.
What did she think of the show?
She ended up liking it, but when I got it, she was like, I'm praying for you. Like, fully was like, and I'm going to send everybody Bibles. Like, on the set.
Did she?
No. I was like, there's 500 people.
I love the idea of your Nana mailing 500 Bibles.
We did
all signed Nana.
Yes. Yeah. But I was like, you don't do that. I was like, oh, you can pray for me, but it's fine. Like, I'm fine. Like, I'll be okay. Yeah. But, I mean, we got to trick or treat, but it was under the guise of like, just so you know, like, this is how it started. It was like witchcraft and satanic. And I don't remember the story that she told us, but it was like, this is why. And just remember and keep that, you know, we can do it for fun, but just know that this is bad.
This is a dark pagan ritual.
You don't mess with this stuff. So it wasn't really like Halloween stuff was like discouraged.
That's like pragmatically terrifying. Like that feels like aside the horror of the season that we like embrace.
Yeah.
That's like the other side of it. That's like oh yeah, just so you know, like this night is fun, but it will have lasting impressions on your soul.
Oh, the slippery slope argument against Halloween.
That's exactly what it is.
You can get candy, but also the devil is going to get you.
And I was like, okay. I guess it's worth it. I'm
10. I don't know. Yeah.
Why did they start letting you? Were they just like, it's too hard to stop it?
I think it was just like too hard to stop it. Yeah. And they were trying to be cool.
Yeah.
They were just like, you know, just so you know, be careful.
Yeah.
Like it was one of those.
Yeah, yeah.
Are your parents religious too? Or
my dad is not, but my mom is, I guess. Yeah. We both grew up like Christian, non-denominational, so kind of chill, but also still like
right
the same, you know, heaven and hell, that stuff. All that stuff. The fear of the devil put in us.
That's also such a specific brand of Christianity where like the devil's a guy and he's around.
If you open the door, come in. Yeah.
It really is like the horror movie version of Christianity.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. And like, that's what The Exorcist is. That's why people hated it so much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because they were like, that's real.
They were like, this is just a documentary about what could happen.
Right. Yeah.
It really is like every childhood nightmare.
Yeah.
Like it's like that's what we've been.
Method of like getting people to do what you want because you're like this is like very psychological on a base level.
Good thinking, Madeline. Good thinking. that will be a good way to get others to do my bidding.
Did you grow up scared of the devil?
Yes. Yes, I was terrified. I was like, he's gonna get me for sure.
You do seem like the one he would get.
Yeah, right. And then he did.
You'd be like his target.
Eventually, he did. I guess.
Is that at all related to you being like such a good kid? Was any of it rooted in like not wanting to piss off the devil?
For sure. Yeah. I'm sure there's like some deep seated like I'm like there's latent like I can't make the devil mad.
Yeah.
Kids, don't you piss me off. I will come in there. don't demonize you.
Do not drink that Sky Blue vodka. The devil's gonna be mad. That wasn't what was going through my head, but I'm sure it was like in my subconscious.
Yeah, yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Just somewhere the devil's Sky Blue.
Sky Blue.
Sky Blue. I guess
she's riding in a jeep.
Also Sky Blue.
I guess also the devil. I guess the tricky thing about the devil too is that he wouldn't get mad. The danger is gonna make him happy.
Yeah, when you
do a bad thing.
Yeah,
but that's bad.
Yes.
I don't know what happened. Madeline left the podcast to start a new podcast on cataloging the tricky things about the devil. That's what she's into now.
I'm so surprised in Christianity that the devil wasn't a woman.
Yeah, it really was.
Oh, that's shocking. Yeah.
I know, right? It does. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
I know.
I mean, I guess it does make sense.
Women
because,
can't have any important
They can't have
parts.
Any main characters. Right. Yeah. None of the main characters can be women.
No.
A woman was just the devil's secretary.
A woman was the devil's nagging wife.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I'll banish them to hell after dinner. Should we play a game?
Yeah.
Let's play a fear game,
yeah,
right?
So this is a game that is probably a bad game to play with you because it's so it's a would you rather game. So sometimes on this podcast we'll play like would you rather, and it's like all like health related. So like would you rather like get like, you know, have a cold forever or a flu forever.
Okay.
But this is a would you rather horror movie edition.
Oh, God. Okay.
And so if you need any context clues to explain to you what any of these things are, I can tell you.
Okay,
great.
You can
ask questions. I'll ask both of you and you can answer.
Okay.
The first question is, would you rather be killed by Freddy or Jason?
Ooh. I got an answer already.
You got an answer?
Yeah.
I mean, I've never seen either of those movies. I was going to be, well, they were going to do a Friday the 13th, but then The Ring, like, 3, like, bombed.
Oh.
And so Paramount, like, shelved it.
Whoa.
And I was, like, pinned for it or something. This is so dumb. This is, like, turning into, like, a Hollywood
podcast. No, honestly, no, it's super interesting.
But I didn't know, I didn't know what that was. And then they're also doing, like, a Danny McBride and Jodie Hill are making like Friday the 13th, but I've never seen any of those movies, but I've auditioned for all of them.
where a woman is killed, Hannah will be there.
I will be there.
What makes you so good at being,
I don't know. I'm a lady.
Yeah.
Yes, and definitely a lady.
I think you do have like a filmable innocence about you, and knowing you in real life, I think that's like dismissive of who you are. But
yes,
I think like you're, I think that if someone just looked at you, they would say, oh yeah, that looks like a girl that will die in the opening before the opening credits of a horror film, like, because your innocence makes us want you to live, so you have to die.
And then I guess I have a good scream. I don't know.
But
I'm getting confused. What, the one in the striped shirt is Freddy?
That's Freddy.
Yeah, Freddy Krueger is the one in the striped shirt with the claws.
And he comes in your dream.
Yeah, he's the one where you don't go to sleep because he'll come in your dream. He'll like suck Johnny Depp through a bed.
Yeah.
Well, I love sleeping a lot.
Bitch, suck face.
So I like love to sleep. So I guess I'd have to go with Jason.
Yeah, it's definitely got to be Jason because you can't sleep with Freddy. Like I at least want to know that during my waking hours, that's when I'm fighting the villain, and then when I go to sleep, I'm safe.
Wait, and honestly. But also, just to point out, when a killer's chasing you, you're not safe when you go to sleep.
If I stop running, no one's chasing me. I don't, your logic doesn't add up.
I also agree. I agree that the torturous. The torturous element of Freddy coming only when you you're right.
Yes.
But also Jason could get you while you're asleep.
That's true.
No history of him doing that.
That's true.
Wait, what?
Look, a killer has to have a code, Madeline. A killer has to have a code. Haven't you seen Dexter?
I love Dexter.
It's good. He has a code.
It's so good. He does have a code. He's a good killer.
No, you're right. You're right. I wouldn't be safe. But the idea that that going to sleep was trying to rest was the one thing that was going to trigger my.
Freddy's a brilliant construct because it also everybody has been in that situation. Like it sort of takes that dread of like wanting to sleep so badly, like in class or like something, like being like tugged by the temptation of sleep and knowing you shouldn't give into it.
Yeah.
It like just heightens that in like a beautiful way.
Yeah.
Right.
But sleep is also like a form of dying.
Yeah.
Like I've always had a really hard time going to sleep.
Really?
Yeah. And I think maybe because there's a sense of like the, I'm scared of the devil. Maybe yes, some God, yes. Just, yeah, yeah. Like there's something about like a certain people I think are like harder to fall asleep because it is like a form of death.
Yeah,
that's what I've read. It's like if you have sense. If you're like a insomniac or whatever, that's a part of it.
And you're an insomniac?
Yeah, I can't sleep.
Oh man, that's so interesting.
I feel just the opposite. Like when I wake up in the morning, I'm like furious. I'm like, that was my one chance to just go away forever.
I do love to sleep.
I love sleeping, but I can't go to bed. But yeah, once yeah. I'm in bed, I never want to wake up.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
I don't want to wake up.
No.
Okay.
Number two.
Would you rather be in the woods with the Blair Witch or be in the ocean with Jaws?
Before we answer that real yes. quickly, Madeline, what was your answer to Freddy versus Jason?
I think also Jason, okay, cool. okay. because of the same. But also, I have a question. I don't think I've ever seen any Jason movies. What's Jason's deal? He's just mad and crazy?
He's mad. His yeah. mom was mean or something.
He got killed. That's the thing is that Freddy was just like a serial killer who was burned by the parents of all these kids that he had murdered. Yes. Oh. Wherein Jason was killed at camp by... Mm-hmm. Like, he was allowed to die, I think, by the counselors, maybe? Yeah.
They were mean to him.
Yeah.
Oh, because this is coming back to me. The movie was going to be a prequel. Whoa. And it was like, so it showed him at camp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Jason's a little bit more sympathetic than Freddy. I mean, a little bit. Like, Freddy was evil before, and then, like, he died and became even more evil.
Basically, he was an evil guy who then got scary looking from being burned.
Yes.
Jason is, like, you feel bad for him because he was, like, bullied and his parents were crazy. Yeah.
And then
Jason's like a better story.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
If you've listened to Definitely Dying before, you know one of our objectives here is to spoil horror films. So the first one, Jason's not even the killer. It just turns out to be his mom that's like that's killing everyone as revenge for Jason.
But then later Jason kills, right?
Yeah, then Jason turns into the hockey mask wearing like relentless zombie type that just
How
like
How does that happen?
I don't know. I mean, luck. I think some of that luck Hannah was talking about. You're just the special one bites you.
Yes.
It was an ant. I think it was an ant as well. That was what the doctor was sort of referring to. It's like, two options, Hannah. You're either going to be fine or you're going to be Jason.
Yes.
Yeah.
She turned out fine.
Yeah.
Okay, so Blair Witch or Jaws?
Yeah, in the woods with the Blair Witch or in the ocean with Jaws.
Scareder of Jaws, me personally. So that means I'm picking the Blair Witch, right?
Yes, okay. That's the one you'd rather.
Swam with sharks in Hawaii, like no cage, which is a thing I brag about constantly.
Why did you do that?
Because he's bad as shit.
Because I'm bad. I don't care.
We apologize, Nana. She's not bad. She's not really bad.
The devil was like,
no.
With the sharks, Nana. I'd be so happy.
Yeah. My mom was furious at me. Like, she was furious. No, because I was like, I was in Hawaii and there was like an opportunity to go and I was just like, just do it. You should just do it. And all these other people have done it. And I've always been like, I wanted to be a marine biologist like every other kid.
Yeah.
And
that's
I'm
not
like,
true.
I'm like a lot of kids.
The star, like, it was the real, the only STEM, it was STEM's only chance to be a popular field was just... involving dolphins.
Yes.
It's a cool thing. I just think it's probably part and parcel with that thing where you said that all the kids in the line were stupid. Like, I think you were smarter than the average kid.
Yeah.
But I was like, I'll just do, like, when am I going to get the opportunity to do this again? And also, I feel like sharks get a bad rap. And then swimming with them and listening to these people talk about it, and they swim every day with them. They're like, we need sharks, and they don't care about you. They don't bother you unless you, like, fuck with them.
Yeah.
So I feel like Jaws maybe gets a bad rap. But he is, like, a man-eating shark.
Yeah, that's Jaws' deal is he wants to eat you.
His deal is, like, he's bad.
Yeah, he's like a bad aunt. Shark. Yeah. He's like that aunt.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
he's like Jason's mom. Yeah. He's a bad scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like the devil of sharks.
Yes, yeah.
And
I don't know the Blair Witch's deal, so I don't really...
That's the thing. We never see the Blair Witch, so I'm less afraid of her.
But what happens with the... If you're in the Blair Witch woods...
Okay.
Is, like, basically the... You're, like, in the woods. You can't get out. Mm-hmm. Like... There's a bunch of weird stick figures all around you. Like, you get the sense, like, oh, something bad's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's sort of a general sense of foreboding. And then you go to the Blair Witch's house, and that's where you die, I guess.
Yeah.
If you look at her. Like, what happens in the end of both of those movies? Well, spoiler alert.
That's what we do here.
You can turn it off.
Movie.
Turn up the volume. We spoil here. Deal with it.
I saw the remake of that recently, too.
Really?
Yeah. But it was bad.
Yeah. But the first one was, like, people went nuts.
Yeah, the first one I saw.
Jaws or Blair Witch?
Blair Witch.
Blair Witch. I saw, I was in Ohio visiting my cousins, and I was not yet of R-rated movie age, but I was depressingly probably not that far away. I may have been 14, maybe 15 even, but I felt bad that I was going to an R-rated movie. I felt that it might betray my parents' trust. and so I held my ears and tried to cover my eyes for the whole movie to not.
That's really sweet.
I mean, it's sweet is one word.
Yeah. Hannah's parents would refer to you as a nerd.
What a nerd.
Nerd alert. I'm in here with a couple of nerds. Zeg, let's get drunk behind the school. Let's be cool dudes.
No, guys, don't.
Devil made me do it.
Oh, man. I guess the woods, then.
The woods.
I feel like
I'm choosing
the woods. Yeah.
I would like, anybody out there listening, if you could, I wonder how much it's that music that accompanies Jaws that makes him truly terrifying. Mm. I was not afraid of the Blair Witch. Maybe somebody out there pair the Blair Witch movie
with the Jaws,
music, and I'll see if I'm afraid of it.
Blair Witch.
Yeah, I'm terrified. Yep.
Why was that not the theme song?
If I hadn't leaked all of my pee earlier when you said spooky, instead it's all poop now. Just poop coming out of me. I'm a good guy to go to horror films with, just pee and poop coming out of me.
So you guys both would pick the woods.
I'd go with the woods, yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So we can
hang
out.
I might go with the Jaws ocean.
Okay.
Oh, maybe not. Maybe just the woods. It might just be the woods, because I do feel like as long as you don't go to the Blair Witch's house.
Yeah, then you'd be okay.
You're probably. Mm-hmm. But then you can never get out of the woods. Because the Blair Witch's pull on the woods.
That's true.
So I think actually I would rather be Jaws in the Jaws water, because I would rather just get munched up than be in the Blair Woods witch forever.
Yeah.
I have anxiety just thinking about trying to swim away from the shark, wherein for some reason, it's not just me. I will protect you, Layla.
Yeah, Layla got really scared.
Layla Witch Project.
Okay, you ready for the next one?
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather be haunted by It or the Babadook?
Oh, I haven't seen either. This is going to be tough.
Well, It was not. I've already prefaced it. He was not scary to me. Right. So I would say It. Yeah.
And
Babadook is very scary.
The Babadook is
me.
Very scary.
I've never seen it, but the trailer freaked me out.
And basically, I think what you need to know about this is, like, Ben, like, since you haven't seen either, It is sort of like the embodiment of your fear. And the Babadook is sort of the embodiment of grief. So would you prefer to be haunted by fear or grief?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
that's
a little bit of a spoiler. The Babadook is also now a gay icon.
Okay, so that's what I was saying. Yeah.
It's like maybe he's got a bad rap.
Yeah.
Sounds like he's just trying to help people get through their emotions.
Honestly,
and
this is another spoiler. Okay, spoiler alert again. Mm-hmm. But I feel like if you have seen these movies to the end, it may change your opinion, which maybe we should move on, because I don't want to ruin anybody's fun if they want to see the Babadook.
It's been out for a while.
Yeah.
I feel like if you haven't seen it,
you can turn off the podcast now. Skip ahead a few minutes.
Keep the podcast on. I'm going to reveal the lottery numbers soon.
But both of those stories, because by the end, the Babadook is scary as hell.
Mm-hmm.
But then by the end, do you want to know?
What happens in the Babadook?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I'm
going to watch it.
I'm going to tell you. It's a fun ride.
I'm
going to
watch
it. It's a fun ride. Yeah.
But based on what you said, the embodiment, I'm just going to base it on the embodiment.
The Babadook haunts a lady after her, a lady and her son after her husband is killed in a car crash. So so basically the Babadook comes to town while she's dealing with some serious loss and grief. Whereas It takes the form of whatever you're most afraid of.
Okay. Hannah, do you have a choice?
I mean, I think I'm going with It.
Yeah.
Because you can outsmart It by being like, I'm not scared of you.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay, nice.
And also, I would just be like, you're not scary, man.
Yeah. Yeah. And he'd be like doing a jig. He'd be like, well, I'm not talking to you.
Yeah.
I said I wouldn't talk to you.
Doing a jig. This is scary.
Yeah, I'm going to go with, I think what the Babadook does is rude. So I'm going to go with It, because I have more respect for his horror game.
But is it rude or just, I don't know, that's what I think every time I go to a wedding. I'm like, someone's going to die. One of them's going to die. Maybe the Babadook is just like, he's trying to help them. Or is he being mean?
I don't know. It seems like he's showing up at funerals saying somebody's going to die, somebody's going to die. And it's like, yeah. We know. It was like my loved one.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Why don't you like give me a few minutes
give
to like
me
get
a
my
minute.
Shit together yeah. and then like you can chase me. Yeah, I don't know. I think that really upset me that like the Babadook finds people that are going through grief yeah. and then yeah. tortures them. So that sounds obviously it precludes somebody who hasn't had something bad happen to them. Mm-hmm. The Babadook's not coming after me unless somebody like close to me dies, right? Mm-hmm. So that also yeah. means that like somebody close to me died, and yeah. now the Babadook's coming yeah. after me to make shit even worse for me.
You're right.
Wherein,
you're
like,
right. It's like double yeah. double bad.
Yeah.
Wherein
yeah.
like clowns, like it feels like when I was a kid, I was already afraid of clowns a little bit.
Yeah.
And that like, I just don't know what. If
it's not just a clown, though.
Well, he I know. He's like,
everybody.
He's, right. I know. He's the. He's yeah. A, yeah, I know. What. But, yeah. but what I'm saying is, like, if he's coming at me with the things that were already upsetting me,
yeah.
then I just don't see how it's, like, that much
yeah.
worse.
That
so
makes
we
sense.
Just have to choose. Yeah. I'm not saying that I'm not saying I'm cool with the guy. He's, I think his motives are dick. But I'm going to choose him over. It's yeah. not even a him, right? It's an it.
It's
yeah.
an it.
It's definitely
yeah.
a woman.
It's a woman. Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm going to choose that bitch over the gay icon.
I think I would pick the Babadook because
oh.
I am. I think I would rather be miserable than scared.
Oh, no.
I would rather be grief ridden than afraid.
Oof.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. That yeah. is. I mean. Yeah, that's an interesting perspective. Yeah. I mean, and I'm not saying that in a dismissive way. Like
yes.
that's a, huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is sort of what it boils down to, isn't
yeah.
it? Like,
yeah.
And I guess I feel like, yeah, when you say it that way, do I feel worse when I'm sad than when I'm startled or
yeah.
like afraid?
I'm like more scared of my brain than yeah. than the world.
So you're the worst horror villain that you can come up with.
Yes. And that's what it's all about.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's yeah. about a lot of things. It's very weird.
Well, mm-hmm. thanks for listening yeah. to Madeline Does Movies.
Can I please do a movie review podcast where it all comes down to my own belief that I'm bad?
Should we do one more?
Yeah, let's do one yeah. more. Okay, would you rather be stuck in a Funny Games house or a The Shining house?
What's Funny Games house? Is that from a
it's
movie?
It's like one of those home invasion movies where like people like invade a home. I think it's like the same as The Strangers, right?
Yes.
Where like a group of people like invades like... creeps up on a nice family and
yeah.
kills
tortures
them for no
them.
Tortures
yeah.
them, kills them for no reason.
Oh, geez, that's become like my worst nightmare in the entire world.
Yeah.
Like I cannot stop obsessing over why this Vegas shooting happened. Like the idea that like
God, yes.
yes. Okay, so that's the worst thing that it's currently a, that's
yeah.
my
I
worst
actually
thing.
Had an alt pitch for this. I went back and forth about how cuz I thought I was either going to be, mm-hmm. so I feel like we can, maybe everybody agrees that a Funny Games house is the worst because it's like, just like an actual
yeah.
home invasion.
But Michael Pitt is kind of sexy in that movie.
Oh, I never actually saw it.
I didn't see it either, but the images like of that movie, they were all white.
Oh, yeah.
And he like, is one of those guys that's just like. Not traditionally hot, but you were like, "This something's about this
yeah,
guy.
Yeah.
Like, what?"
He's kind of got like a Kurt Cobain kind of
yeah.
thing, like
I
a troubled.
I gotta Google.
Did he play Kurt Cobain even? I think he might have played
if
Kurt
not,
Cobain.
He should.
Yeah, he's got a dark sort of beauty to him.
Yeah, like there's something you're like, huh.
Yeah, maybe a little, like it's not
oh,
the same,
yes.
but maybe partly because of who he went on to become, but he sort of has like an early. What's that guy's name that played the Joker in the Suicide?
Yes.
No, the other one.
Oh,
the more Jared Leto.
Yes.
He's sort of got like a young Jared Leto thing, mm-hmm. like just a mystique to him that suggests
yeah.
depression.
Yes. Jared Leto's mystique feels put on.
That's what
Jared
I mean.
Jared Leto
like,
sucks.
But what I'm saying is like at the time
yes.
when his mystique
yes.
became available to us, it felt real. And
uh-huh.
now it's sort of like.
We're done with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, we're done with you, sir.
I know. I feel like the new Blade Runner honestly would have been a normal length movie
yeah.
if Jared Leto didn't pause so much between every word he said. It was the extra 40 after the first 2 hours were simply the breaths he took
no.
for no reason. He paused and paused and paused and paused in a very bizarre and unmotivated way.
He had to wear contacts in that movie to make him look blind, which the contacts that were for Exorcist do the same thing. You have to have somebody kind of lead you around because you can't really see. And I would wait to put mine in till I got on set because I didn't want, one, to like have them in my eyes for so long because it's like uncomfortable, and two, to have a person lead me around. It's awful. And they still had to do it when I got on set. They like had to like walk, be like, okay, careful, there's a step here, and blah, blah, blah. And he like put his contacts on purposely, like at the beginning of the day, and made someone like lead him around because he wanted to feel blind.
Give me a break.
I know. I'm like, and also when he was shooting the Joker, I guess he would call people at night and be like, hee hee. like hang up.
You're a loser. Get out of here.
We always come back around to it on Madeline Does Movies. Jared Leto, you're a fucking loser.
I have so many aggressive opinions after sitting in traffic.
This is when they come out. It's like they say you have your most ideas in the shower and in traffic. That's when you have your most angry ideas towards
thoughts about people who are just trying their best to do a weird job.
We don't feel that way about you, Jared Leto. You're not trying your best. You can try harder.
Yeah, you're trying too hard. You're putting it on.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Really putting it on.
Just come on, it's acting.
It's just acting. You got anything you want to plug?
No.
Want to tell them about your social media? Some like, where can they find you? Do you want people to just leave you alone?
Let me be.
Note to the industry, just let the poor girl be. Stop trying to kill her and everything.
Yeah, let me live. I mean, I'm on Instagram if you want to check out pics of me and my dog.
Yeah, Layla, she's in attendance today.
She's there, and that's it. I don't know. I'm on Twitter, too. You can find me.
You can put in half an ounce of effort.
You can figure it out. If you want. Yeah. I don't know.
Don't put in a Jared Leto's amount of work, but do enough to find somebody.
Yeah. If you really want to, search it out.
Yeah. I talk about my Nana sometimes on Twitter, and my mom, you'll get a little taste of that. So if you liked that, that's what it is.
Yep.
You want more Nana talk.
You want my dog, my Nana, my mom. That's you can find me.
That's your handle, correct? My dog, my
it
Nana, and my mom.
Yeah. I gave out my Twitter handle wrong at a live show. I was doing a live podcast recording on Sunday, and I didn't even note it because they were like, "Where can we find you?" And I always have to like resist the urge to be like, "No one cares. Why would I say it?" Like, cause that sounds so. It just is not. It's like not my vibe.
Yeah. Yes. No.
And so I was like, "Well, I don't really do Twitter a lot, but you know, I met Madeline Walter, and yesterday Ben, who had been at the show, was like." You know that's not your Twitter handle, right?
Yep.
And I was like, oh.
Whoops.
Whoever cares?
Yeah. No one cares.
Who could possibly care?
I just want to plug not liking Jared Leto.
There you go.
If everybody can get on board with that.
I don't think that's going to be too difficult.
Yeah.
I think you're going to get a good following off of that
Great. Hashtag boo. Jared Leto.
That's going to be the takeaway from today's Boo Jared Leto.
Boo Jared Leto.
Yay, Hannah Kasolka. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
This was so
fun. Hannah.
Thank
you.
This has been Definitely Dying. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Don't forget to rate and review us on iTunes, and you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Definitely Dying.
Until next time, stay healthy.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.